Welcome to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. I'm your host, Chuck Groover. And today we have an interview with Charlie of Charlie's Barbershop in St. Petersburg, Florida. He also hosts what is called, I believe, Shepherd's Gate Bible Study on Thursday nights. Both have their own Facebook pages, which I will link to in the show notes. So without any further ado, here is Glenn interviewing Charlie.
Hello, this is Glenn from Becoming God's Man, and today we're in Charlie's Barbershop. Charlie, is that the name, Charlie's Barbershop?
Yes.
And you might recognize Charlie from our prayer breakfasts on Friday morning. He's become one of our staples now, and we enjoy him. We always enjoy his input. When I heard Charlie talk just a little bit, discussing with the guys, I knew that he would be a good guy to just say, "Hey, Charlie, how's God acting in your life, and what are you doing? What has God led to you into, and how are you using that in your business?"
It's been a blessing, Glenn, to be able to have a pulpit where I can work and enjoy people and share God's word with them. And we started a few years back to get a group together here and start a Bible study, and it turned into a praise service. And we've had many different people come through here that's given their heart to the Lord and moved on to end a church. And we just, you know, the common thing is to lead people to Christ. And that's our primary goal here, is to enjoy what God's given us. And he's blessed us. He's blessed us so much over and over. And, you know, the scripture says we cannot give him. And we've just had when I see people like yourself, it lifts me up. It makes me say, there's my brother in Christ. You know? And today, there's a problem. People don't want to love one another. You know, and you know, real men, you've seen the bumper sticker, real men love Jesus. Well, real men do love Jesus. You know, and it's been such a blessing I've had people sit in that chair, men of all walks of life, from doctors, lawyers, whatever, common day blue collar workers, and weep because they're hurting. But you know, then God opens the door to be able to witness to them. We even had I'm not going to mention the denomination, which denomination doesn't mean anything to me, but Jesus means everything to me. We had a young man that was a missionary come here, and he belongs to a faith that a lot of people, Sean Lala, anyhow, everybody's welcome here. Everybody's welcome. This is God's barbershop. It's not Charlie's. It really belongs to Jesus. You know, this young man came, and he come to us after few months, and he said, "You know, my time's over here. I'm through with my mission, and now I'm going home." And we greeted him, told him goodbye. About 3 months later, somebody's knocking on the door after we closed, and I told my wife, I said, "Please don't open the door. My legs are telling me it's time to quit." She said, "Oh, look who it is." She opened the door, and it was that young missionary. And he said, he lives in California. He said, "You know, I had to come back here. He said, I'm here to see some people, but he said, I had to come back to this place. I had to come back here because something happened to me here. Mm. You know, and that's nothing that I've did, but it's everything that Jesus does. It's all, that's right. Amen. You know, there's people who come in here and say, I feel at peace in here. Well, it is. When you cross that threshold right there, there's a peace. There's a peace. There's all walks of life. There's mean people come in here, and there's angels come in here.
Mm. That excites me. I know we're not supposed to get upset, but we're constantly being torn apart with the media, with sensationalism, with hatred. That should be what I call a danger flag. We feel ourselves getting upset and mad. Ask yourself why. Jesus didn't come to make us angry.
Amen, brother.
He hated one thing, that was sin. Amen. And so should we. Now, you mentioned, what nights are you still having your Bible study or praise service?
Thursday night.
On Thursday night.
Yeah, it's called Shepherd's Gate Bible Group. It's on the Facebook.
Okay.
And it's just a... we've seen miracles happen, and it, like I said again, it's nothing except the Spirit of God.
And you said Facebook. What is your Facebook name? Is it Charlie's or what?
But it's Charlie's Gateway Barbershop. On the Facebook. But on Shepherd's Gate Bible Group is on there also.
Okay. Very good. I think it'd be a good idea. Our thing is to plug Jesus.
Amen.
And how he's worked in our life and how we love him and we want to share that love with others. But we need to put a little business plug in here too. What's the address of your barbershop?
6545 4th Street North.
And what days and hours are you open?
We're here from 9 to 5. Every day except Saturday and Sundays. Saturday we're here till 1 o'clock. We're closed on Sunday.
Okay. Well, Charlie, I just pray God continues blessing you, your family, and your ministry.
Thank you.
I thank you for the blessing that you have been to our prayer breakfast group. And I just want to encourage you to keep being the man God wants you to be.
Hallelujah.
And I'm so pleased to be able to say that and
Amen.
To feel like you're doing it. So,
hallelujah.
So just God continue blessing you, and you just stay strong.
Praise God. You've been a blessing, and you are a blessing in my life. That prayer breakfast is just a blessing, you know, to me.
It's just a good time for guys to share. It's
right.
Not like a typical Bible study per se.
Right.
But Pastor Sam gives us a chance to talk, and every now and then, I love him. I like to pick on him.
I do too.
And I better round this up right quick. And I'll hear from it. Anyway, thank you for taking the time to listen about Charlie. Isn't it just exciting what happens in our life? We let God let go and let God have his way. Thank you very much. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at God at Work Podcast. If you have comments, suggestions, or a story you would like to be considered for the podcast, you can email us at stories@godatworkpodcast.com. If you enjoy this podcast and want to help support us, go to patreon.com/godatworkpodcast, or you can also support us by leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith, is brought to you by Becoming God's Man Ministries and is recorded and produced by me, Chuck Groover. Theme music for God at Work is by the band 39 Stripes and can be found at facebook.com/39stripes. And again, thank you for listening.